Darren, what did you think of the game? Haha played both the wonderful things and then maybe the one play that wasn't so wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Just like most competitors and guys that play in this league, you have a tendency to remember the bad plays, and that's normal. And I'm not surprised. I mean, I've been around a lot of great players and played the game myself, and those plays you remember. And just like coaching, I mean, we have a tendency to coach up the bad plays and we do the good ones. And so it's kind of part of the deal, and we'll learn from it. And I think next time we get an opportunity, I think the results will be different.
Was it important, though, for your defense that he got some opportunities and took advantage of them in terms of playmaking? Because it doesn't seem like he's had, with all the help he's been given to corners and stuff like that, he hasn't had a ton of those opportunities. Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily, because we talk about it all the time. We got a lot of playmakers on defense. And the one thing that we try to stress is not taking liberties and focus more on execution and effort. And then doing that, the big plays will come. And typically when those things happen, I mean, it's a team sport. And usually you got somebody causing pressure, forcing a quarterback to throw the ball a little bit early. You get a tip, overthrow, something of that sort. So the big thing is not to press and continue to play with the effort and the execution that we have to have as a defense, because it takes all 11 guys. And when you see big plays happen, we know the end result is that guy making the play, but usually you got a D lineman or somebody doing something else to throw the quarterback off a rhythm.
And you didn't think he was pressing before last week at all?
I do think he was. I do. And we talked about that. And not trying to force the issue and letting the game come to you, particularly on the back end. Because usually when we make a mistake, it's a big play. And so you got to know the situation, know the technique that you're playing. And if you're in an underneath, you know, part of the field, then you can probably be a little bit more aggressive. But when you're on the back end and you're the last line, you got to be really, really smart in making decisions and taking chances.
You got a good look at Bryce during training camp to sort of see what he was about and what he could do. Have you been able to learn even more with the increased reps he's gotten in actual game settings the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, he still has a ways to go. And while he does some good things and he's going to flash and love his physicality, but he is a rookie. And there's a lot to learn at this level. And I think every day is a learning experience for him. But the thing that he's doing is he's working hard and not making excuses. And we need him to continue to progress. And we're pushing him. He's pushing himself. But he still has a ways to go. But obviously you see some things there that you like. And we'll just keep coaching him up and keep grinding. And hopefully we can see a difference and see him continue to grow.
He gets a big hit like every game.
Yeah, he's got the ability to knock people back. And when you look at his physique, you don't necessarily equate that with a powerful a DB that has a strike that he has. But he's got a knack. I mean, that one play in Atlanta, I've been in this league and coached and seen a lot of football. You don't see a lot of safeties, linebackers making that play. For him to almost defy the law of gravity in that sense. And quite honestly, you see a lot of guys turning plays like that down. And to me, that was probably one of the most impressive plays I've seen in quite some time, just because of the effort and just the will to want to keep him out of the end zone. A lot of guys would concede that play. And for him to finish like that, I think it's a testament to what Coach Mike has talked about in terms of our pursuit cover. And we got to find a way to finish ball games in the end, because that's kind of where we've fallen short the last couple of weeks. We've had opportunities, but we haven't closed the gap, and that's the thing that we got to focus on and really try to be clutch in those situations.
How much stress does the Titans' running game put on your safeties?
Excuse me?
How much stress does the Titans' running game put on your safeties?
They're gonna have to be a factor in both the run and the pass. And that's the thing, when they can run the ball like they do and keep it in the third and short, third and manageable, 2 to 5 in that area, it makes it tough because they can keep you off balance. And they got big backs that you wanna kind of get them before they get you, but at the same time, you got to take your keys and you got to be smart and you got to have that discipline. And they've done a good job of keeping teams off balance with their rushing attack. So it's going to take a complete game. We're going to have to play for 60 minutes. And I think the big thing in a game like this with a running game so important is the eye control, the discipline in your technique and not getting nosy and then letting the guy get behind you because you're so focused in on trying to stop the run and getting up against those backs. So we just got to make sure that we're smart and we're playing with good discipline.
Playing when Dom and Dick LeBeau started doing the zone blitz thing, right?
Yes.
That was mid-season, if I remember right, or during the season when they went to that?
Actually, if I'm not mistaken, and it was probably my rookie year, 92, we kind of dabbled with it a little bit. But if you talk to Dick, and even Dom, too, they'll probably tell you Bill wasn't all fired up about the zone blitz aspect of it. And so we just kind of dabbled with it a little bit and had a little bit of success. And next thing you know, it just took off. And really in 94 is probably the year that we really just went crazy with it. And I'm not going to say it's new. It was new at the time. But I think teams had kind of just gotten away from it. And I think Dick kind of brought it back because I think when you talk with him, I think it kind of all started with Arnsberger, you know, down in either San Diego or Miami. I'm not quite sure, but he was doing some of that stuff, and I think that's where Dick got a lot of his ideas and concepts from. And it just took off in '94 for us, and it's just been going ever since.
Did it seem kind of radical at the time, or what did you think at the time?
I mean, I was young, to be honest with you, and I'm just doing what they tell me to do. And it was working. We all were making plays. I think I may have been the only one in 94 not to get a sack. And I think we were bringing everybody, DBs, linebackers, and they tried to rush me a few times, but it just didn't work out and really didn't matter because all I cared about more was interceptions. And but it was kind of a new wave at the time, and you know how this league is. It's kind of trendy. You know, no different than the Tampa 2 and, you know, people trying to mimic, you know, Seattle's defense, the whole deal. Whatever's working, people got a tendency to want to copy it. And so it started, you know, 94, and it's still going to this day. I don't think you see as much of it, you know, in terms of other teams. Whether you see teams sprinkling it in, probably not doing as much as we did during that time when we first got here.
So, Darren, your first 3 years in the league, you had Dick as your position coach and Dom as your coordinator.
Yes.
How are they similar and how are they different?
Two different people. I mean, great football minds. I guess Dick is probably more qualitative and Dom's more quantitative, if that makes any sense, in terms of dealing with numbers. Dom loves his numbers and he loves his stats. and Dick probably is going to look at things at face value and he's going to make his decision based off or more so with his eyes and what he sees. And he used to tell us that all the time when he was coordinating that I'll be your eyes and your ears and tell you what it looks like and what it's supposed to look like. Where Dom, he may let the numbers tell you what you are. So I guess if I had to sum it up, I'd probably use those two words. But great football minds, great men. And I was just fortunate enough and blessed to be able to come into the league and learn so much about the game, you know, that I didn't know and thought I knew coming from Penn State. But this National Football League, it's a whole different can of worms. And to have those two guys, you know, along with Bill, was a great blessing for me. And I was very fortunate to come in and get the football background and then having the ability to work with him when he was head coaching in Cincinnati. And he gave me my first opportunity. So, I mean, I've been very blessed. And I can't say enough about Coach LeBeau. And if I can get my players to feel half as much as they felt about Coach LeBeau, I'd be feeling pretty good about that.
Do you watch their tape in the offseason at all?
Not as much. I mean, because we've kind of formed our own identity, and we look at some things that we see other teams doing that may work, that we may want to incorporate. But we've kind of got our own style here, and we've kind of adapted to our personnel, and so we do things a little bit differently. And still some of the same concepts, but a lot different than what it was in Pittsburgh and probably even when Dom went. He was in Miami coordinating and some of the things that he did in Carolina.
You think LeBeau does more of his blitzing stuff, though?
Yeah, he does. He's still – I mean, Dick's going to be Dick. And he's going to try to dictate the game, and he'll watch what you're doing, and he'll figure you out. But he's going to do what he wants to do and kind of set the tempo himself, and that's kind of been his M.O., and I don't think that's going to change.
Are you surprised or not surprised at all that – Dick's still coaching at 79 and Dom's still going at 66.
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, Dick's an amazing man. And I'm telling him, if you've never had a chance to meet him, I'm telling you, if you spend 5 minutes with him, I mean, the knowledge that he can put out there. It's just, it's amazing. It really is. And, you know, you try to be your own self, but I just remember all the things that I picked up from being around him and can't duplicate it, but you just try to remember some of the things that he kind of taught you as a player, and you try to instill that in the guys that you're coaching. But can't say enough good things about him, and he's a special man.